Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 20th of November, 2024. It's 10 to 8 on what promises to be a reasonable sky day today. A little bit of blue and wispy cloud. Blimey. And there's even a frost. The windscreens on the cars outside are frosty. It's going to be a light the fire day today. That much I can tell, because it is chilly. And I am working on my book. I've had quite a few days to do that, which has been great without the interviews, which has been marvellous, although I know people would like the interviews to come back. I'm just going to put this jacket on before I get too chilly. Oh. So, yesterday was a day of that. The farmers went and did their business in London. I didn't go. I spoke to somebody and said, what do you think? And he said, well, I don't know that really anything has been achieved, which was my fear at the outset of all of this. I did make a second video yesterday explaining about the person and how the farmers and everybody really could escape the jurisdiction of legislation, but I don't suppose many will have taken advantage of it. Lovely Julia has just come down.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's chilly, isn't it?
Bloody cold, if you don't mind my language.
I don't mind your language when you're referring to the temperature.
Yes.
Like that. I shall have to cut some kindling up shortly and get that little fire going.
Fire ready.
Well, I could do that now, shall I? Okay. Cut some kindling at 8 o'clock. I don't suppose people will mind too much. Come with me, gentle listener, as I go and try and find some wood. You get a real insight into the old world. We'll step outside. I hope it's not too windy. No, not too much. But it is cold. The cat is outside. Let me just shove you up. Balance you precariously. I'm going to shut the door. And now then, the question is, I'll just take some logs from over here. I think cutting kindling, you always need a log that has got a straight grain, ideally, so that you get enough small bits to light the fire with. I don't need many. We have this as a perfect art now. Just one more little log, I think. Here's a little one. That's a nice one. Mostly I have ash, some oak, and then some other stuff which I'm never quite sure what it is. Julia loves lighting the fire. Right. So I've got all of that. I just need to pick it up. I'm going to get a little box to shove it in, which I believe I have by the back door. Yes, here we go. So another day of Wednesday of writing today, I think. Emails, of course, just take up so much of my time. I'm looking up. There is quite a bit of blue sky, and there's even that early morning sunshine. Oh, what a joy to see. And I will take a stroll later. I've got to go down into town, for I need to see a man about something that I am having made for Julia for her birthday, which is coming up soon. I'm just going to go and take the axe in with me. Oh, well done, my darling. There is a box of kindling coming. That was Julia just emptying the ash pan. That's all right. Oh, I said I might as well get a couple of logs to burn once the... Yes. Right, bear with me, lovely viewer, listener. Thank you. pile of logs. So I keep logs under cover in the back garden. I'm going to text my log man. He's coming on, I think, the 30th. So 10 days' time. I've got enough logs, I think. Mind you, I'm burning two fires, you see. He's going to bring me four bags. But I'm going to text him today to get February's bunch in, because he gets very busy. And if I don't get him, then he'll be booked up.
He's busy for a long time. Can't have that now, can we?
Can't have that now. Do you need a lighter?
Yes.
I don't know where my lighter is. Oh.
I didn't pinch it this time.
No. Where's my pipe bag? There's one in here. And I've got a whole load of matches as well, by the way. Here we go.
Thank you. I've got a brand new box of matches. Yeah.
Yes.
Next line.
I've got, I buy up these. Well, I did last time. Here we go, look. I don't know how many there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, 80. Oh, 100. 100 boxes of matches.
And I'll be buying some more Shelby Wood fire lighters. Is that the same as you bought before?
Yeah.
That was over a year ago.
Yep.
It's worth it then.
So, yeah.
How much was that?
I can't remember. 23 quid or something.
Nice.
For loads of matches to have. Because we were lighting candles and various things. So I just opened up the box and just shoved matches boxes all around the house. So that whenever you need one, which is quite regular. Never far from a box of matches, exactly. It's all good fun. So, right, here we go. Let's see what our diarists were saying. Oh, only one entry. John Ruskin, 1875 in Oxford, said, "Wild wind and coursing cloud, feeble gleams of pale sky." That's your lot. So there we are. That was worth waiting for, wasn't it? Whereas today we have...
sunshine.
Yes.
Off the
there is a little sunshine, and there's a little blue sky.
Oh. Feel like we should break into song.
There is sunshine
and a little blue sky.
There is skyline
and a little sunshine.
Oh, have you looked at the cars out the front?
Yes. Well, I know my car will be frosty out the back because I had a little glance out the bedroom.
Oh yes, there we go.
So I'll have to. Start it 10 minutes before I go.
Yes.
Make sure the old gal's warmed up.
Yes. That's it. I've got some socks here that need to go in the wash bin. And what else has been going on? Well, not a lot. Oh, a jacket. Things and stuff. A cravat that needs to go upstairs. That can go over here. Oh, I've got too many things in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. Too many things. So, I don't quite know what was really achieved by the farmers yesterday. Something, presumably. They had a nice day out, I'm guessing. But will the government change its tune? Will it acquiesce to their needs? It should do. I mean, they are supposed to be the public servants, aren't they? But they're not. They don't act. They act in their own interests. And they'll make some sob story, but they know what they're doing because they've been directed by the globalists to achieve the ends, and nobody seems to really... Well, we know it, but for some reason, not enough people are just saying, get out. Go, you're not wanted. I will survive.
Can we have some more?
Exactly. Most people just still believe that the government are the ones in power, which is a ridiculous thing. We are the ones with power. We tell the government, we're paying them. We pay our, we pay our taxes if you're a taxpayer.
We have paid our taxes for many, many years.
Yes, that's actually the best
the
way
truth.
Of putting it.
And said, nothing butler.
Nothing butler. So I'm just going to shut this door so any heat that does come in. I've got books all over the place here this morning. I have been reading this book called A Fool's Wisdom, which has been fascinating at the front end. The second half, he talks about alchemy and things like that. And I kind of got the impression at the beginning he was going to tell you how it could be useful to you. And it doesn't really do that, which is a little bit of a shame. So that's sort of a bit disappointing, really, although I've got him coming on the show so I can ask him some questions. I had a chap called Rowley come round the other day and he brought a cigar. And I did smoke a bit of that cigar.
What's it like?
It's kind of not really one thing or the other.
Because can I smell the
cigar? Yeah, smell the cigar. It's a big fat cigar, but I did try smoking it and I just didn't really... It's not the same as pipe smoke by any means.
No, I mean, I am partial to a little cigar every now and then, but just mini ones, just mini ones. The fat ones are too much. Or just a couple of tokes on a big one.
Yes, a couple of what?
Tokes, as what? In...
Oh, is that what they call it? A toke?
Yes.
A token smoke.
I don't know where the word comes from, to be honest.
Well, you know, like a token...
No, I know that.
...can be like a... It's a token thing.
Yeah.
As in...
But I don't think it comes from that.
Oh, shorthand for toke, token.
Maybe it comes from tug, for, you know, puffing tug.
Oh, yes, those puffins, maybe. They do not have tug, don't they? What have I got written on here? We are what we are doing tonight.
What are we doing?
Oh, what are we doing here? I mentioned the four. Oh, yes, these PC have four number. Just looking at some notes I made, but... think I can actually decipher them anymore, so they're going in the bin. We have been enjoying the fertility book, Fertility Farming. Oh, you can stick them on the fire. It's not real paper, but stick it on.
It is card.
Yes, it's not plastic, is it?
It's not plastic.
No. So we have been enjoying that very much, and gosh, we haven't still haven't secured any land, and I know people are going to go, oh, we didn't think you'd do it. It's very tricky because if we could find, it's the land bit is not so much the problem. It's having somewhere immediate to go. The problem is that if it's far away from us, if it's more than an hour,
then we have to actually move on land straight away.
Exactly. So we'd have to move on, and okay, the whole buying process might be a few months. So you could try and do something. But then you've got the fight against the council, the fight against neighbours, and you've got to, you know, get all the equipment that you want in and get on there. And that is, that's one side of it. We don't really have, at this stage, unless a miracle happens, and you never know in this world, sufficient funds to buy an existing house and several acres of land. We don't really have enough to buy an existing house, so we only got enough to buy some land. So we'd have to sort of be like gypsies on the land. And it's a question of having the right land that we can do that on that nobody's going to moan about. Oh, now, there are certain criteria that we really want because we don't want to do this more than once. And one of those is to have some deciduous woodland so that we've got firewood, and also an area, if we have pigs, to go in. Grassland, so that should we have a couple of cows or whatever. So ideally, we need something like 10 acres, 5 to 10 acres would be, you know, the best.
Okay. Yeah, we want to nurture some pastures, don't we?
And because once we're on it, we don't want to have to move.
No, we're looking for our forever home, after all.
Yes, and then build a home on it. And
the land is out there.
Yes.
And it's calling to us.
And we haven't found it, that's the thing. And then we know there would be a challenge, but once you've got all these animals on there, and once you've set yourself up in your own jurisdiction, but what would be so helpful is if other people were like that. And also it would be useful to have others nearby that A, we can learn from, and B, we can trade with, who are doing similar things and support, you know, and that we can support and help, and that they can help us, you know, it's that whole thing. But some people have been offering us or showing us these plots where you're hugger-mugger next to one another. I'm not really keen on that. We want to be a bit isolated, from everything with farmland around.
We don't want for lot, do we?
We don't want for lot. But I keep thinking there has to be a farmer. That's the for me, the ideal thing would be to find a farmer who needs some help, either in selling us a field and financial help that way, and is quite happy for us and has got a tumbled down tenant cottage on the land. That would be it, that we could renovate, we could live in, and we would have the land, and then we could invest in our own cows. So that would be my preference. And you know, there must be something like that. Or it's got an old barn, and we say, look, it's not going to cost you anything. Let us come on the land. We'll renovate this place. We'll spend what we would have done on somewhere. If you can give us rent free the space, and or we'll buy the land, and then we share the profits, or we help you with your farm, and we'll do up so that you've got something which is of some worth. I mean, I don't know, but you'd think that there would be somebody somewhere out there, especially at this time. It's like farmers are struggling and they need support. We want to support them, but with mixed farming and fertility farming and all of that. And I think sometimes that might be the easiest option than thinking, well, we can just do everything on our own with these two kids as well that would need attention and support and feeding. So it's like, it is a huge challenge to just suddenly up sticks and go on a bit of land.
And hopefully after a little while, both boys in their own little ways will find little niches of
yes.
of ways that they can help and be a vital part of the
equation.
Household as such.
Yeah.
Homestead.
So, we're not asking somebody to put everything in our lap by any means, but there has to be an existing something that somebody needs help with that we don't fall under their, that they say, look, this area is yours, do as you will, and if you make it good, then we all benefit. That's really it. We want everyone to benefit. We don't want just to go as a farmer, say, no, come and work for us. We won't pay you, but we're going to stick to orthodox farming of pesticides, herbicides, depleting the soil. We want to follow these, the nature way of fertility farming, which we've been reading about and learning about, no-till. But the fertility farming, absolutely. And we want to help people grow food and understand the holistic way. So I don't think you could ask for more, really. Mm. Anyway, that's it. So that's why we haven't leapt at just the first bit of land that comes our way and act like gypsies.
Yeah, but you know what's really quite sad? I was last night looking at Google Maps, dun, 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 at the fairly local Sussex areas, and realising that there is still massive swathes of countryside that's owned by somebody.
Yeah.
But who the heck knows who? And lots of different, you know,
yes.
homes and dotted around on there. Obviously, where they've decided, I'll sell that bit to
yes.
Bob who works for
or
me
rent
and do
them.
That. Or, yeah, and things like that. But there's loads of little tucked away fields that would be perfect.
Mm.
We just need one of them.
Yes.
Just one of them.
Just one of them and somewhere to live. Absolutely. And we can build our own little cabin.
Yes.
If we just, you know. But anyway.
Three yurts as bedrooms, and a yurt in the middle as the kind of lounge and kitchen, and then
yes.
a shepherd's hut for a bathroom. They'll be well away for a couple of years.
There you are. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Go and upload this. Fire is blaring away. Blaring? Roaring.
Blazing.
That'll do. And the house will slowly warm up. Take care. I hope you have a good day. Until next time, toodle pippin.
Ta-ra for now.